We have Doug in Atlanta listening to us on WGKA. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you, sir.
I caught a little glimpse of John Edwards' speech last night, and he used a story about a woman sitting at her kitchen table, can't make ends meet, and all that, and he gave her, you know, some story there. But she has got a lot of friends in this convention hall. Huge pause line. And I'm thinking, well, what have those friends done for her lately? Why is she not able to make ends meet? Why don't those people in the convention hall all send her $100? I think that would help. And instead, what they want to do, of course, is they want to raise our taxes so that everybody gets to, help people who need that. But the problem with that is that if I get taxed an extra $100, she'll get maybe 25 of it.
Yeah.
Now, if I want to keep my own money and give her $100, that's called greedy. And if they want to tax that $100 and fritter it away to 25, that's called, to them, compassion.
Yeah, and the third option is you give her $100 directly, and she gets the whole $100.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's
either I know. That's what,
yeah.
And that's what conservatives do, by the way. Every survey I've seen, I don't know if there's a recent one, Seth, but every survey I have seen shows that people who identify themselves as conservatives, I think church-going conservatives, are the most generous people in America in terms of helping that lady.
Yeah.
And that liberals are much less generous with their own resources. They're only generous with other people's
resources, exactly. And it's interesting, too, that people used to talk about during the greedy, quote-unquote, 1980s when Reagan was around.
Yes.
Well, the amount of charitable giving,
yes,
that was way higher than it was when taxes started to go back up under Clinton.
You are exactly right. And I think, to me, what is shocking, my wife and I normally give away a lot in charity. What is shocking is how little these really rich people give. Remember Al Gore? How little he gave to charity?
Yes, yes.
And there's a story, I don't confirm it before we talk about it tomorrow, but there's a story, I think it was in the Weekly Standard, about how much Kerry gave to charity. It is unbelievably minuscule. Unbelievably minuscule. So, you know, that's your own money, and what you do with it tells you something about yourself, doesn't it?
And maybe that's why they think they need to tax it from everybody else, because they themselves don't do much with it.
Yeah, a very good observation, Doug. Thanks for calling.